Good afternoon again, everybody. It's Friday, the 23rd of January, 2015. It's not been the best of days, to be honest with you. Firstly, I wonder if there's even any point in sending this because it seems that we're getting some error messages and not being able to play some posts. I've had this issue and I put a post up about it and I've had two comments, both saying that they couldn't listen to that post either. And when I'd tried to listen to it, I couldn't even listen to my own post. Can anyone tell me the right place to address this issue to? Because obviously, especially when some of us pay, it's a paid for service and it ought to be run more professionally and these issues dealt with, and we should have clearer channels through which to report such issues. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say about that for now. It's just not been a particularly great day. We've all had these, I suppose they are a cold, like a head cold, and you feel a bit rough for like a day or two, and then you're just left with headaches and sinus and catarrh issues. We've all had or got it. So today it's not so bad now. I woke up with a headache from hell. So that's not good. And then Ronan wanted to put the washing machine on. It's a washer dryer. He came to tell me he could smell burning on it. So I have got insurance cover with British Gas for 5 kitchen appliances. I've had that for years and it's really paid for itself over and over again, to be honest. I mean, I pay £16 a month and it covers 5 appliances. You can pay a little bit more, like a pound or two to cover more, but to be honest, I haven't really got anything more. It doesn't cover anything as small as kettles. The kind of smallest thing it would cover would be a microwave. So I've got my fridge, freezer, washer, dryer, dishwasher, cooker and microwave covered. I used to have all the same things except not the microwave, and I had a separate washing machine and tumble dryer. That dratted thing was covered, and actually I had them out on many occasions to repair my tumble dryer, the one that ended up blowing up in the end. I've also had them out to sort my washing machine out on many occasions, and the dishwasher. I've never had them out for the fridge, freezer or cooker or anything like that, but dishwasher, yes. They actually wrote off my dishwasher a couple of years ago, about 3 years ago. I had quite a few issues with it. It was about 8 years old, but it was quite a good one. It was a Bosch. And first of all, they'd replaced the compression chamber. And then something else went wrong with it. It just wouldn't work. And when they came out, we found the plug was all melted. How we never smelt that, I don't know. Anyway, this particular time in 2012, they sought to try and repair it, but one man ordered some parts. They weren't sure what was wrong with it, whether it was could even be repaired, so he ordered a few parts, and then he couldn't do anything further that day, so they arranged for someone to come back the following week. And when he came back, he said the other man had ordered all the wrong things, and because they'd kept me waiting over a week for someone else to come out and sort it out, it had quite a few things wrong with it because they had to call people in from other areas because they were short-staffed. He actually wrote it off, which was to my advantage because I got a £600 voucher, £615 to be precise, for 100% replacement to spend in Comet, which sadly is no longer with us, but it was then. So I went down to Comet. My washing machine at the time was 10 years old, and I thought, well, that's going to be going soon. So I managed to get a replacement washing machine and a replacement dishwasher for £500. They weren't as good a make, but they were adequate. And I had money left over, and that also included £20 for each appliance to have it installed, and a £10 for each appliance to have the old ones taken away. So I was very pleased with that. Unfortunately, I only had them for 4.5 months because then we had the fire and they were written off. So I got all my new appliances on insurance, and then when their warranties ran out last year, I went back to my old British Gas kitchen appliance insurance because it's such a lifesaver for me because, you know, you'll get something wrong. I've had something in the past when I was married before. There was something wrong with the hinges on my washer door and it wouldn't close properly. So it cost about, I think they said it cost about £4 to get these hinges. And they charged me something like £99 to fit it and it took 5 minutes. I mean, that's the sort of rip-off you get with this kind of stuff. So if any of you haven't got such cover, it is available through British Gas. I don't know whether you have to be a customer to get it at a cheap rate or whether that's just a standard rate and anyone can have it. I don't know. I'm a British Gas customer with gas and electricity. So this is in the UK, of course. So they're coming out. I rang them up and they said, have you checked there's nothing on fire behind it? Well, Ronan looked because you can see behind it and he couldn't see anything. And the smell's gone now and it's all turned off at the wall. So they're coming out between 6 and 10. So it's quite a good service. You know, it's like same day, which is good. I mean, I know I pay £16 a month, but as I say, that's been paid off over and over again since I've had it. Really and truly it has. I mean, it saved me. It probably, well, for a start, I got a new washing machine and dishwasher out of it. So it saved me hundreds just on that. And then it saved me so many other call-outs, I couldn't tell you. I mean, I had loads on my old dishwasher, loads on the tumble dryer and several on the washing machine. So that's that. And then we discovered we've got a leaking radiator. It's not a serious leak, but it happened before in the same place. The engineer that came to install the boiler was supposed to have sorted it out. And it's ruined the skirting board. Well, it's not exactly skirting board, it's where the laminated floor is, the edging to that. So they're coming out next Wednesday. And then I also reported while I was on the phone to the Housing Association my bedroom window, because I'm a bit worried since the fire that the frames have been damaged, melted or something, the double glazing frames, because when the washer dryer is spinning on its highest capacity, okay, it's on a false floor because the kitchen here is what everyone else has as a garage, and it's been converted before I moved in to a kitchen. So it's got like a false floor. You go down a slight step from the rest of the house into it because obviously it was lower than the house for some reason. So they've tried to build it up, but they haven't quite succeeded. They've put in like a false floor. So it does tend to make a hell of a racket on that because I think it's wooden underneath. So you can imagine. But my bedroom window is not above the kitchen. It's above the lounge, which is next to the kitchen. So we're effectively the other side of the house. And washer dryer is on the outside wall of the, you know, it's on the literally the opposite end of the house. Well, widthways, not lengthways. It's not even on a wall that is near this window. You know, it's not even on this near kitchen wall that would be joining onto the lounge, and then the window would be kind of above that. It's right on the other side. And whenever it goes onto the high-speed spin, my window shakes and judders and does not sound at all good. So I think that probably is loose or something. So they're coming out to see that on the 10th of February. So it's not been the best of days. Audio Boom or Boo has been playing up to boot. I feel as rough as they come. Just feel kind of headachy and a bit lethargic. And it's not been a brilliant day, really. It can only get better, I hope. I suppose it could have been worse. The washer could have caught fire. I didn't smell it because I was upstairs and it wasn't so bad that it came up the stairs because he turned it off quickly. So we will see what they say, but I definitely don't want to take any chances. Not after the tumble dryer fiasco. So now I've got a Tassimo coffee. Even that overflowed. I'm not even sure how it happened because it's a big, biggish cup. And I chose a coffee that doesn't come with milk. I think that's the problem. But I like milk in it. You know, they come in, sometimes they come in these double boxes and you get one pack of coffee or tea and then you get another one of the appropriate milk, creamer. Well, the tea doesn't come with a creamer, actually, but the coffees do. And this one doesn't, because I presume that most people probably drink it black. But I don't, so I put in... I can't remember, I don't know if it's the Colombian. I think it might be. Is it Kenko Colombian or something? Anyway, I put a milk in it. I only put a small one. I didn't want one of the big latte ones. A small creamer, and it overflowed. So, even that was up. So, yeah, I've had better days, to be honest. I've had worse, of course. Ah, many, many, many worse. But I hope Audio Boo will sort out this not playing issue, because it's a bit of a pain, because it's not just the app, I don't think. Because when I try to play the DM online, it still wouldn't play it. Yeah, when I flicked onto the next message, it was a direct message, it played that one, so it was definitely not playing this one. And again, I went to listen to a post by Darren Harris called something like, "Do we want to watch misery, or do we enjoy watching misery," or something like that. And he didn't play, it said error. It doesn't actually say it, you have to look for it on the screen with your finger. It doesn't, like, VoiceOver doesn't announce it. You just, if you swipe your finger across the screen, you'll find it. But someone said that, put a comment on my post, and they said that 2/3 of the posts are like that at the moment. So that's a large number. I've only had 2 so far, but that's bad enough, because I only tried to listen to 4, and the other 2 worked. So that's, for me, it's half. But that might not be a true reflection, because I've only tried to listen to 4, and the others may be fine. Anyway, I think I'm going to upload this now, but if anyone can tell me who I address an Audio Boo or an email to, I would be grateful, because I know it changed when they got the new app and it went over to Audio Boom. Bloody Audio Boom, you know what. Anyway, on that charming note, I will speak to you soon.